Pete Price over my dead body.
I'm with Dale, this very nice man in the crematorium. We've been on this journey planning my funeral. I definitely want cremation. I certainly don't want to be buried in the ground. It scares the living daylights out of me. But then again, so does being cremated. But then I'm going to put this to bed right now. When these curtains close, people leave. What's going on behind stage?
Behind the chapel is the crematory area. Now, there's a number of things that I think are important to mention. All crematoria are abide by the National Code of Cremation Practice. That code includes things like the coffin coming into the crematorium and being left exactly as it is from being received in the chapel through to the cremation process. Identification is also a very important issue for the staff, making absolutely sure that everything corresponds and all of the right authorities are in place. And another key factor that what we do here in our Liverpool crematoria, we cremate on the day of the service. We don't hold coffins over as some authorities do. We actually cremate on the day. So depending on the time of the cremation and depending on how many cremations we're doing in that day, the coffin will be taken through to the crematory. And if there's a cremator available, then that coffin will be charged into the cremator straight away. On some occasions, if there's three cremators here and there's three cremators at Anfield, if all three are in use, the coffin will stand temporarily in a secure area, and then that coffin will be charged as soon as a cremator becomes available.
Now, you say about leaving them intact, but you have to take handles off. You've got proper handles, don't you?
No, we don't. The handles are plastic. Everything that there's certain restrictions with the makeup of a coffin.
So the restrictions are before, so you
yes.
don't have to touch it at all.
I can categorically tell you, Pete, that we do not take anything off a coffin whatsoever.
So what happens if somebody's cremated with their wedding ring on?
Because a wedding ring, whether it be gold, whatever precious metal, because of the temperature of the cremator, the gold will just melt within the cremation process.
So it's just part of the ashes?
It is. And again, some people feel that after the cremation, the wedding ring, whatever, would still be there. It certainly isn't. It melts as part of the cremation process.
So before we go in, let's get rid of the myths. There's no gold on the floor. There's no nothing on the floor. You don't pick up stuff.
We certainly don't, no. Those are the myths. People often think that we cremate several bodies at a time. As you'll see when we go through, that's physically not possible. Although the new cremators will accept a larger coffin, you can still only get one coffin in at a time. People are under the illusion sometimes that the bodies are removed from the coffin and the coffins are removed. I can categorically tell you that none of my staff here would want to be anything to do with even seeing a dead body. They might work at a crematorium, but the thought of dead bodies isn't something that they particularly relish. So no, the coffin comes in intact and it goes into the cremator completely the same way as it arrived.
Now, here's a question. I don't know if my doctor was joking about this, but he said I needed a hip replacement, and I said I don't, which I don't. He said, but don't worry about it, I'll come to the service and pick up the piece, because he said it doesn't melt. So here's a question for you. If it doesn't melt, first of all, does it melt? And secondly, what the hell happens?
I can show you what happens with hip replacements. They don't melt. That's where they are different than, for example, a wedding ring. Because the old hip replacements are often titanium and they are such large pieces of metal, they actually go through the cremation process. And at the end of the cremation, when the ashes are raked down, part of the code of cremation practice is that we remove any metal residue, which metal residue would relate to screws within the coffin or hip replacements, etc.
It's Radio City 2 and Radio City Talk. We're now going to go through the door.
This is the area called the crematory. Obviously, it contains the cremators, and there's two sides to the cremators, as you will see. There's the charge side, which is the side that the coffins go into the cremator, and then there's the ash side, which, as you would imagine by the word, is the side that we remove the ashes, or cremated remains, as often known.
Biggest surprise here is how big it is. I'm surprised how big it is. I don't know why, I just didn't expect this.
Yeah, I mean, At Springwood, this is a relatively modern crematorium. This was built in 1975. So it was built, I suppose, with more space in mind. Many of the older, if we were up at Anfield now, you'd be surprised how small that one is, because they are in chapels that were built in the 1800s, and you know, space isn't as generous as it is here at Springwood.
So you come through the curtains into this quite clinical looking, very, very clean, very modern, looks a little bit like a hospital in a way.
That's very much what it is like, Pete. The way I always describe it is the cremation process is quite a clinical process. Obviously, we keep things at the highest standard, cleanliness-wise, identification-wise, etc. And then this, as you can see, there's two coffins here now, ready to be cremated. They will be cremated this afternoon. And these won't be here for much more than about 30 minutes.
So people just, I suppose, who work here have to think these are just boxes, that they can't think of them as dead people, because
it's all about dignity and respect, and I think we always keep that at the forefront of our mind. And as you can see with the coffins, that, and I think this is an important aspect, because this is another thing that people do wonder about: how do I know that I'm getting the correct remains?
Yeah.
And as you can see here, we've got the coffins that are ready to be charged. They've obviously got the coffin nameplate on, but we have all of our documentation, the cremation tickets, which will now follow the cremation process from here through until they reach the final stage of ashes. Even if we were doing services up until 4 p.m. this afternoon and we got 17, 18 bodies to cremate today, the staff work on a shift basis, and then they will just stay here till whatever time it is tonight that the cremation is completed.
Is it gas?
Yes, it's all gas. Obviously, we're one of the council's largest gas users, but at the moment, throughout the UK, gas is the only method of cremation that's readily available.
Are there any coffins that are a problem to you?
Not really. I mean, there's guidance which we issue to funeral directors about the makeup of a coffin. There can't be any steel braces within the coffin to strengthen it, no metal handles, for example. The coffins are all combustible, and all the handles and furnishings are all plastic, which obviously is combustible because of the temperature of the cremators.
So are these the new cremators?
Yeah, these are the new cremators which we've had installed over the past 4 years here at Springwood, and these will last now. These should last between 20 and 25 years.
Maintenance, a lot of work?
There is a lot of work, and there's a lot of expense, and I think this is something that people, sometimes don't take into account. You know, once the cremation's taken place, the cremators have to be maintained, they have to be serviced. We have, our own maintenance regimes. We have specialist contractors coming in. And we've also got the environmental protection legislation, which imposes heavily on the crematorium. So there's also an analytical equipment that monitors anything that comes out of the stack pollution wise to make sure that we are staying within very tight parameters of environmental protection.
Which is interesting, because we've been talking to the coffin makers about cardboard coffins, which are environmentally friendly.
We're getting more and more now of the cardboard and wicker coffins. People still feel that they want a real coffin, if you like, the oak effect coffin. But even with those, there's even guidance on the lacquers and the varnishes that you can use, because obviously through the heat of the cremators, the varnish then gives off odours, yeah, which goes into the atmosphere. And the cremator itself is made of two chambers. There's the chamber that cremates the body, and then there's a secondary chamber above. That is again a gas-fired chamber, but that burns off the smoke, the pollutants, to make sure that what ultimately goes through to the atmosphere is clean.
Now, we're on this side. Let me describe. It is like a hospital. There are two coffins that we just walked past, and tiles on the wall, very clean. What happens on the other side? Is it another side, or is it all from here?
No, there is another side. I mean, the coffins will go in to this side, and it's all automated. Once the temperature of the cremator is at 800 degrees, it can't be more, and it can't be very much less. It has to be 800 degrees. Once it is, we get a green light that tells us that the coffin can be charged. The coffin is then physically pushed into the cremator by the crematoria technicians, and then that's where it will, the cremation will take place, and as I said earlier, it will take on average about 90 minutes. Once the cremation is finished, that is the process that goes on at the other side of the crematorium here, and that's where the removal of the metal takes place, and the raking down of the ashes and the cremulation of the cremated remains.
Can we see the other side?
Yes, we'll go through there now.
Before we do, I've got to ask the question that I'm sure, and it's a terrible question, but I've got to ask this, so I'm sure a lot of listeners are thinking it, and I'm thinking it right now. You do check to find that people are dead before they go in there, aren't you? Because it is a fear, I'm sure, that people have of being buried alive and also being burnt alive.
At the crematorium, we don't check that. The reason being is that the Code of Cremation Practice states that that coffin comes into the crematorium intact and the coffin is not disturbed with in any way. The reason that's there is, again, people often think that families, you know, if they've left the wedding ring on or left a watch on the deceased, they can actually take the watch at the crematorium. That's not the case. Once it comes into the crematorium, the coffin lid is not removed. The process of obviously making sure that the deceased is in fact deceased, that's the process that takes place at the funeral directors, and they deal with that side of the process.
Pete Price, Over My Dead Body.